Welcome back to the Retrocade Podcast. I don't remember what episode it is, but it is the special Halloween's extravaganza episode starring Phil and
Sean. As usual, good to be back. Yeah, dusting off the Halloween cobwebs this time.
Yeah, we're dusting off some true Halloween cobwebs after a little bit of a hiatus. We've been real busy in our extravaganza.
Yeah, our day to day.
Episode 32, yeah.
All right. But O.J. Simpson's number right there.
That's his number, right?
Buffalo Bills. Loose.
The juice is loose. Did he ever do commercials for Orange Juice?
Well, not for, I know Hertz was his primary kind of advertising.
Rental cars? Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like running through the airport and he's like smirking.
He's running through it with a knife and a glove.
Just punches his blonde arm in the face. Get out of the way, bitch.
Yeah, he punches some chef. And I mean, wasn't a chef. What was Ron Goldman? He was a waiter. He punches a waiter in the face. And then,
Hey, maybe you want to rent a car, though, I'll tell you.
They sure did. I want to rent
that's
a car.
That's customer service.
I wanted
right
to
there.
Rent a Bronco.
Nice escape vehicle.
A white Bronco and just speed away.
So we got a lot going on with
we
the
got
season.
A lot
movies.
Going on.
The Halloween kind of.
Absolutely.
Swing, full motion.
Absolutely. It is cold, and it is windy, and it is going to last you the rest of your life out there. It actually did get cold in New York City real quick. It was
Today was pretty brutal, and it's kind of the calm before the storm, where such a nor'easter is supposed to hit probably when we're done with this podcast.
Yeah, the second we end this podcast, it's going to be...
The power's going to go out.
Power's going to be wind and rain for 24 hours. Apparently, that's what they say. So, for all our international listeners, you don't have to worry about that shit.
So we actually were kind of talking about this one of our recent episodes was the demise of Sears. So it's fully
absolutely
come to fruition.
It's
there.
Gone. If anybody watched our video, the death of Kmart, that was mentioned. I said it was happening, and here we are. It's going down.
So are you going to do another Phil collective piece, or are you going to go in with your cameras and kind of
scope out the
end of Sears?
If I do it, it'll be around the Christmas season. We should go in with a camera and we'll do a little vlogging.
I think it's good because, it's kind of like when you see those videos of like an extinct animal.
Yeah,
it's like,
it
oh,
is.
Wow, that's really cool.
Especially in a few years, it'll be like when you're looking back, it's like, wow, remember that? Can't go there no more.
Because you'll see these storefronts that from your childhood where it's like someone snapped a picture.
Like Funko Land. Or something like that. Just came to mind.
There was a place called Cartoon Universe on Highland Boulevard. We were talking about it, and there was a picture that existed online, but it took a long time to find it.
Yes.
There's like a big dragon, and this whole, it's like,
yeah,
there
yeah,
might
yeah,
be
yeah.
one or two pictures that exist in this whole fucking place.
It's funny that you bring that up, because the other day, I was thinking, our local card store, or my local card store, Alternate Realm, there is no picture of the front facade or the interior of it anywhere on the internet. There's got to be, somebody's got to have one, like physically
it's
maybe.
An album in someone's basement from like a birthday party or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Like somebody took a picture of them in front of the store or something. But there are no, and there, I know the store itself when it existed. It's been gone now for about 10, 11 years. But that was our local card store, at least mine in Eltingville.
You went there more than I did, but
yeah, it was
I
local
definitely
for me.
Joined Use Your Friday Magic
yeah, you joined,
more than
joined.
Once.
I feel like you were there a lot, though, but you when we bring it up, sometimes you're like, yeah, I know of it. It's like, what do you mean? You were there, you know?
I didn't go see. You know,
me, I was there like nearly daily.
I would
know?
Go. I think the only time I really went was once a week for Friday Night Magic.
From like 99 through 02, I was there like almost every day. It was like a home away from home. Then I started going there again in 05 when I played Magic again in high school. And then when it changed hands and ownership, I was they banned me from 02 to 05 and then changed hands.
You got banned in numerous card outfits.
I know. Well, what happened was they banned me. I got banned from Wizards of the Coast. And then the owner of the store, who didn't like me, was like, you're banned from here now. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you can't play in the tournaments. He's like, you don't buy anything. He's like, and quite frankly, I don't like you. And that was it. And I was like, screw you, guy.
I think he did throw eggs at their door or something like
later
that.
Later on, in the winter...
I have a memory of eggs being thrown at their store.
I'm going to go ahead and say winter 04 into 05. Might have been 03 into 04. Well, probably 03 into 04. I made it a point. I had like a checklist of people that like had wronged me in the neighborhood, and I was like, they're all getting it today. And one of them was Alton Realm, yeah. And
you know who had a checklist of people that wronged him? This is the mail bomber, okay? Sound just
man.
Like him.
Topical. Topical.
I had a checklist
did you
of
see
people that wronged him.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton. Yeah, they all personally
Robert
wronged
De
that
Niro,
guy.
Like,
yeah.
It's an interesting
he
list.
Sent him a bigger bomb than De Niro's last movie. Hey-o!
But, you guys have some traits in common. So,
we do.
You
did
both were at AutoZone today, hanging out?
Well,
like...
I was at Costco, too, changing my tires. It took me 3 hours. I should tell the story about the guy that came from Brooklyn. And they were like, yeah, your tires are ready. And he was an Asian guy. And
you have a voice for the Asian man or no?
And he's, well, this is exactly how he sounded. They were like, yeah, your ties aren't ready yet. And he's like, why? You call me. And they were like, no, that's all wrong. And they're like, but you call and said the ties are ready. And then they're like,
listen, right. Ling, get out of here.
His last name was Lee too.
Ling, I was close.
You were close. Get rid of the NG. So what happened was they were like, nah, the guy goes in the back or in the garage area, and you could hear there's a big echo. And then the guy's like, yeah, Lee, the tie came. And the guy goes back. He's like, yeah, not ready yet. You're like, why? I heard the man say they're here. And then the guy had to make up the
story. We're at capacity, sir.
Totally seemed like he made up this story. He was like, well, what happened was that they told you that they're here, but they really only received one. He's like, so all your ties aren't ready yet. Like, but you said the man, and they call me. He's like, nah, that's mistaken. Sorry you had to come here. He's like, I come all the way from Brooklyn. It's 2 hours from Friday. And it's true. It's Friday, like, rush hour traffic. And they fucking told this guy, maybe you come back tomorrow or Monday. And, literally, this guy got totally screwed, and the guy's tires were totally there. And then there was such a long line. This is about 6 o'clock, and they were like, all right, everyone, we're just letting you know that all service is going to be about 3 to 4 hours from now. And he's like totally trying to push everyone out of there, you know?
Listen, I've been there. It's terrible. It's a nightmare experience.
It was terrible.
I got four tires, and I was there an hour and a half.
Right.
I go to a Mexican tire joint, 20 minutes, you're
20
out.
Minutes, and they charge you, you know. Well, maybe they'll charge you a little more, but at least you're getting service.
Nightmare.
There's no service
nightmare.
Costco. Yeah, it's miserable. And I went 2 days, but this time I only needed to...
It reminds me of the DMV for, like, auto repair.
It really is. And you're standing there, and
they don't give a and they purposely don't give a fuck about you.
Why would they care, though? I get it, because it's like, they're not the ones who own the shop. What do they give a fuck? It's like, the less work, the better. You know, they don't make a commission off this shit. So I get it from their perspective. But at the same time, it's like, dude. It's like, clearly the line is out the door with eight people now. And you're serving this guy for 20 minutes. It's like, just ask him the car that he wants. Click the tires. Take the money. And tell him to bring his car around back. Don't be like, well, you know, like slowly on the computer. What's your membership number? It's like, oh, no, I'm going to need to see the ID now. It's like all these like,
so, yeah, little... I told you, I went there to buy four tires.
Brutal.
I'm not a member. My mother is.
Yeah. Sean told me this earlier.
I have my mother's card.
Yeah.
So I'm buying four tires. You know, I had a deal, whatever. They're like, your name's Beatrice? And I'm like, yeah, my name's Beatrice.
Yeah, what if it is?
They're like, you don't look like a Beatrice. And I'm like, what's it to you?
What's
give
it
me
to
my
it?
Tires and let's
yeah,
keep it
yeah,
moving.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep it
and
moving
like,
here.
Sir, there's a...
You know, they have the picture of
a woman in her mid-50s on this card, and I see the picture, and I'm
I'm transgender.
Give me my tie.
I identify as a Beatrice. Yeah, it's so... No, I know. It was so long, and there's, like, old people, and they're standing. Like, there was an old woman.
It's the DMV. It's a nightmare.
It was really bad. So, but all I needed... I did all the work myself. What happened was I bought... I didn't buy tires. I had them put on tires the other day to my rim, and it cost me $60. And all I needed them to do, but I put them on myself because they were giving me bullshit. Oh, we can't put them on. These are the wrong lug nuts. Well, these are 19 millimeter. You really need 21 millimeter. Well, we could do it, but these are really no, these lug nuts are not good quality. I don't, you know, what if you get into a flat? I'm like, don't worry about if I get a flat. It's like, all I need you to do is put
just
the rims on.
Just do your job.
Just do your job. He's like, he's giving me every excuse. Just tell me all the answers. Just tell me, like, just put it on the car. It's all I need. You know, it's not a car that I drive every day where I need to worry about, like, well, if you get a flat, it's like, I'm just driving it from here back to home, and then I'll worry about, you know, getting the better lug nuts, because you said the lug nuts are inferior. It's like, what the inferior? My fucking ass. These lug nuts are inferior. I can't in good conscience put these on your car.
Sir,
like,
is there a package of lug nuts behind you? No. Those aren't included.
I said that because what happened was, like, see, these are the wrong lug nuts. You need these lug nuts. And he pulled one out of his hat. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, do you sell those here? He's like, oh, no, we don't sell these here. It's like, oh, you just
sir,
have
sir, we're at capacity.
So what happened was, he's like, would you come back in an hour and the tires will be done? This is the other day. What I do is I take that time, I go to AutoZone, I get the right ones, I bring them back.
AutoZone, bomber coincidence? I don't know.
Yeah, right? So I bring my pipe bombs back, my lug nuts, and he just wouldn't do it. He was like, these are no bad quality. He's like, I can't in good conscience put these. I'm like, guy, I was like, they're from AutoZone. I was like, I just need them to put, because it's going to be a bitch for me. I know I'm going on here,
so
but
moral
it's
of the story, avoid Costco. It's a nightmare
for
you.
But it was just so ridiculous how many stops, like, they were taking out to not do the work, you know? Just, and I was like, I paid for it. I paid the 60 $60, 15 to put on each tire, just to put them on the rim, not to put them on my car. You know, they were different rims, and I just did it myself at home. But the thing was, today one of the rims was I couldn't get it off; it was too tight. So I brought it back there today, and they were like, "Ah, we can't do that. We can't really service it." Blah blah blah. He's like, "Even our air wrench doesn't even go to that high PSI." And I was like, "So you're telling me if I brought this here to you, you wouldn't be able to get this rim off to, you know, change tires?" And he's like, "Well, whatever. He's like, just bring in the front net." And then, long story short, the guy did it. But I tell you, 2 out of 5 at best for Costco's tire center.
Tremendous experience.
I'm using my podcast as a means to rant poorly about Costco's tire center.
You saw the new Halloween. What'd you think?
I did see the new Halloween.
Now, so this is a remake of H2O. Is that?
No, it's not a remake. It's a reboot of a sequel of a remake. No, what they do is they throw out.
They make a new remake every 10 years.
I know. So is there 7 or 8 of them? I mean, it's.
I remember Rob Zombie did one.
I don't even count those because those are just straight up remakes. But this is a sequel, really, to the first one. So it totally throws out what happens in, I think, 2, 3, and 4 Halloweens. That totally shit.
A lot of the chronology of these movies are...
It's all over the place. It's confusing because I'm like, wait, am I going to get...
There's no consistency.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the third
ones.
He
dies, he doesn't die, he gets arrested. Yeah.
I haven't seen them since, like, WPIX Shocktober, if you remember that. Do you remember Shocktober?
Channel 11 did have a lot of marathons.
Yeah, do you remember
it? I don't remember the Halloween one as much.
Shocktober. You could watch the bumpers on
YouTube. One of my favorites, obviously Twilight Zone was big, and New Year's Day.
Absolutely. They still do that. My parents watched The Honeymooners one too.
One of my all-time favorites, which is probably more obscure, was the Godzilla marathons they had. They did for 2 or 3 years.
Yes, they would do those on like Sunday. Yeah, like.
But I just remember watching Godzilla all day long. I thought it was great.
I remember those. Yeah, and I tell you, I've been going on this. WPX I saw so many good movies there in the 90s. The Batman 1989, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Spaceballs.
I remember Pee-wee's Great Adventure.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. What else? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the first one.
But compared to, like, Channel 9, which is terrible, and then you had UPN. Fox.
Well,
which...
that's the point. Like, I'm talking about in the 90s when there was no cable. At least I didn't have cable.
Yeah, I didn't have either. So no. I had a very limited selection.
Exactly. So you just had, like...
But they were the 11 was the only one with cooler movies.
WPIX, New York's
nerdy,
movie station. They were a little eclectic movies, which was right up my alley.
They were cheaper to, like, get the rights for.
Exactly, because all these, like, weird 80s movies that, like, you know, were kind of, like...
Yeah, like, I don't need to see Top Gun. Like, I don't give
a shit.
Exactly,
like Dick Tracy or something. Like that is not, you know, I don't know what the rights are. Probably not very expensive.
Yeah,
St. Elmo's
Fire, like fuck.
Yeah,
that shit.
Exactly. You know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Probably not that expensive.
Rick Moranis. Now, what happened to him?
I can tell you what happened to him.
Well, I know his wife died.
His wife had cancer, and he was just like, "I'm going back to Canada to be a father," and that was it.
He was great.
He's great. Still great.
Yeah, there's a thing.
He
on
wouldn't
YouTube.
Do anything though.
There's a clip on YouTube.
He still has an apartment in Manhattan though.
Where he plays a Canadian guy, and they talk about beer.
Oh, of course, eh? Well, he used to do that. Hoser. Eh? Well, he used
it's
to
such
do that
a great fucking
Saturday
bit.
Night Live,
yeah,
wasn't
it's
it?
Such a great bit.
Oh, yeah. That Bears.
You look. No, that? That's
oh,
not,
no, that's a different one.
That's Mike Ditka.
Yeah. But they, the Hoarders, and they do.
They have like a talk show and they just drink beer.
Right. It was like supposed to be like public access.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen it. Yeah, that's great.
It's called The Great White North. That's what it was called.
Oh, that's
great.
Funny.
White North.
Welcome to The Great White North, eh?
And then they just drink like Molson's.
Yeah.
And they sit there and just. Pretty much rag on every Canadian stereotype with their thick accents drinking Canadian beers.
Yeah.
Absolutely cool. Fantastic. It's on YouTube.
Late
80s,
early 90s, right? Early
90s. Yeah, I
want to
say from 87 to like 90, 91.
Yeah.
That was a time frame.
Yep.
Check
it
out. It's
it.
YouTube gold.
See, I used to see all those classic, if you can consider late 80s, early 90s, Saturday Night Live's classic. They used to rerun them on Comedy Central like in the daytime.
You see like the Chris Farley's.
Exactly. They would rerun all those classics, not like the 70s ones, but you'd see a lot of the 80s and 90s ones when I was younger.
80s is more like Eddie Murphy's heyday with SNL.
Yeah, well, later
80s.
You'd see the Sandler ones from the 90s, but those were also, like, I saw those, a lot of those live, too, you know, like the Sandler ones and shit. Like, I watched those when they were actually on.
Yeah, but I was like 5, 6 years old, so I wasn't too big into it at that point.
No, I mean, if it was on, like...
I saw reruns of them. I don't think I saw them live.
Well, I saw, like, in the later 90s ones live, like, when I was... 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, like Chris, you know, Chris Kattan, those.
Oh,
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. I saw all of those live. I mean, I stopped watching that probably in 05 or whatever, but yeah, a lot of those, like that Hoser's Great White North, or like the Church Lady with what's his name?
Molly Shannon.
It wasn't Molly Shannon. It was, Dana Carvey was the church. I'm the church lady. I'm sure you've fucking seen it if I showed you a clip of it. But that's like early to mid 90s. Like all of those were on Comedy Central, like in the daytime. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's when I used to go see all those. But that's, yeah, those are funny bits. If you go check them out, they're on YouTube. But we're off track here. What were we talking about?
Halloween, the movie.
So yeah, the movie's on, and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. I was like, I haven't seen Halloween 3 or 4 since WPIX, like in the 90s. I'm like, am I gonna be off? You know, am I gonna be off my, like, you know, is there gonna be chronology here that I'm gonna be missing?
Like Halloween 1, which is awesome, it's right? Like John Carpenter.
That's the only fucking one worth watching.
I can't rewatch a horror movie. It's hard that's for 30 me. Years old because they're just really shitty.
They're lousy. Yeah.
If it's Halloween 1, it just has that fucking amazing grit to it.
Exactly. Great grit. Like, there's, you know, like the first Friday the 13th, like the first one.
Honestly, I was more of a Halloween fan. I was more of a Halloween 13th. Fan too,
but
the whole Jason Voorhees just kind of creeped me out and I didn't like him.
What about Nightmare on Elm Street? Yeah, the first one.
Halloween was my favorite of that trio, I think.
I really like the concept of A Nightmare on Elm Street, but I did watch Halloween more, the first one, yeah. And it was just very simplistic, you know, fucking serial murderers, you know, like horror. Like,
yeah, escapes the mental
asylum.
Exactly,
escapes the mental asylum. It's very, you know, straightforward, to the point, and scare. And, like, it does what it's supposed to do. It's a slasher film, you know?
And there's less, like, oh, he's a demon and all this weird shit.
That's true. It's very, you know, like, even though the super
more linear and realistic.
It is, exactly, linear and realistic, aside from the fact that he's, like, superhuman strength, you know?
Yeah, like, gets blasted with shotguns, yeah, and then exactly. Reemerges like 2 hours later.
Exactly. You know, aside from that, but that was, as a kid, I was like, is he human? You know, that was always like my question.
You don't see his face.
You don't see his face. You don't know if he's like a freak. Which is better. You don't want to see his face.
But even the, like, mask is so simplistic that it works.
That's what, you know, it's just a, what's his name mask? From fucking Star Trek? William Shatner. It's just a William Shatner mask painted. That's all it is. Yeah. Yeah, it was a William Shatner Halloween mask that they were just like, just use this.
See, sometimes less is more. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You know? You know, very simplistic, and like nobody. And then you saw people are saying that the mask looks like Mariah Carey. Have you been seeing that on the internet? People are comparing the Halloween mask of Michael Myers to Mariah Carey.
I try to avoid these Reddit dark corners, but
the dark corners of the web.
It does sound.
I've seen the meme filter, you know, making the runs on Facebook.
When I see a good meme, I got a kick out of it, especially when they're mean and condescending. Those are the ones I enjoy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Mariah's crying about that with her $250 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Crying.
That was another
wiping her tears with $100 bills.
That was another recent kind of tidbit. It was everyone had Lotto fever.
Oh yeah, the mega Powerball. Those mega
millions. 1.6 billion.
1.6 billion.
So I'm spending $20.
Did you? I don't fuck with it.
I spent $20.
Yeah.
I buy every 6 months when there's a gigantic.
Well, the gigantic ones do intrigue me. I'm like, oh, it's interesting, but I never end up doing it.
Well, it's just this pipe fantasy. You're not gonna fucking win.
No, it's $10.
And if you do
win,
like,
yeah,
I would get a lawyer to claim 10%, which is a ton of fucking money, but I would win anonymously.
Wait, oh yeah, because the lawyer can claim it
for you.
Yeah.
And then I would get all that money and just say, oh yeah, I close a few deals, and then just
Be set. It's really, you know, there's seven states where you can be anonymous. It should be, because it's actually dangerous.
Dude,
now.
Every ex-girlfriend, every cousin,
they're gonna be saying you raped them. Everyone's gonna be shaking you down.
Oh man, college. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Bro, he
raped me in college.
Me, like,
he stabbed me. You know, he stole from my mother.
Yeah, he called me this and that.
Yeah,
he's
was racist. Oh, forget it.
Everyone's gonna want a piece of it.
Everyone in the world is gonna be coming out for your money if you make, you know,
and you're not even gonna. I guess you would have to keep around who was there before you won, because everyone in the world is gonna be.
Oh
at
yeah,
you.
I can imagine all the people that'll come out of the woodwork asking for money. You know,
just,
even distant cousins,
out, bro,
friends.
You,
good
Vegas
shit. Yo,
me.
I'm sure
you.
My Facebook Messenger will fucking explode.
5,000.
Like, yeah, I'll have to delete. At that point, it's like, it can't.
You have to go off the grid.
You have to. You that's exactly what I do. Because when you know, obviously, it's been big news. So I was thinking the other day, like, what do I do? And I was like, delete all social media and just disappear for 2 months until the fucking heat dies down.
No, I would absolutely go to like Brazil for 6 months.
Yeah, you'd have to go away for a while.
Come back quietly and just tell like my inner circle.
You disappear until the heat dies down. People kind of forget about it, and then that's it.
The worst thing to do is go like the bars everyone goes to.
No, never gonna happen for me. If that happens for me, I'm out of here. I'm giving my family tickets. I'm like, listen, just disappear for a while. You know, Let the heat die down. Let the strangers.
Where did Sean go? He's in South America. Where? I don't know.
Exactly.
He's in South America.
That's it, man. You know, just
dip
yeah.
out.
Well, I would give my even close family, I'd give them, because you never know, man. When you have that kind of money, anything could happen. It's like, you guys need to leave too. Seriously. Because you talk about ransoms and shit. So that it's that dangerous, in my opinion. I was just reading a story the other day. This guy won $400,000 after tax. It was like 180. Nothing. Really just peanuts. And they killed him for it. Like 4 months later, home invasion, asking for his money. And apparently it was all gone by that point anyway. And they killed him.
For $108,000.
$180,000.
Was this in Venezuela? Or?
No, it was in the U.S. The guy won $400,000. It was very public. Not a huge amount of money. I mean, it'll help your life, but it's not like you're buying Fabergé eggs. And after tax, it's really not that much. So after tax, he gets like $180,000. Apparently, he spent it all anyway. He probably maybe had bills. Maybe he paid off his mortgage. Who knows?
And yeah, 180 grand will help you get a house.
That's
pretty
it.
Much
really?
It.
Yeah. I mean, you pay off your house and
you get a house, and then you go on a nice vacation.
Yeah, you have a nice vacation, and you'll live a little more comfortably.
A nicer car.
Yeah, it's not retirement money.
No,
it's
you're still
not.
Working.
You're
not
working.
Quitting your job.
Not at all. Not with that
but
little money.
You'll get
money,
a nicer car.
It's 2018. Yeah, this is not like 1970 where like 400,000. You're rich. You're almost a millionaire. It's like millionaires. Not that big anymore. You know, look at Staten Island. Semi-attached houses are going for $800,000. In fact, there's a semi-attached house on Staten Island going for $1 million. Semi-attached meaning it's an attached home.
That's absurd.
Duplex. But
so I've been looking to buy some. And for a one bedroom here, my friend paid comparably the same price in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. You got
three
a house.
Bedroom
yeah.
house, swimming pool, 20 minutes from downtown.
I pay for what I paid for my house on Staten Island. I could have got something huge elsewhere, you know. And my house is a townhouse, you know. So it's like crazy. But that's a different story.
So back
you know?
To the movie then. What'd you think overall? Was it tolerable? Was it suitable?
Yeah, you know what? Listen, it's getting.
Was it serviceable, I guess, is the biggest question. Is it worth going?
I tell you,
thrill?
That's been like the name of the game for every movie we've seen this year. Like Solo was serviceable. This is serviceable, but in my opinion, slightly forgettable. A lot of people are happy about it, but I think they're just happy about it in comparison to all the other shitty sequels. Like when it requires a little build up. No spoilers, but I'll tell you this.
I think everyone knows the Halloween premise.
Well, I mean,
what do you have? Jamie Lee Curtis, who was in the original,
yeah,
and she was supposed to be.
Did you see the articles where they were trying to say that how dare she advocate for gun right gun? You know. What's it called? Gun removal when she's using guns in this movie? Isn't that funny? It's like, yeah.
Just complain about anything.
That's another thing I want to talk about. In fact, my Twitter's been off the fucking charts today because, and I'll mention this in a minute, but to finish this. It follows the first one, you know? So are there cool scenes in it? Yes. Is it a fine movie to take your girl because it's October and like it's Halloween week? Sure. Like, are you gonna be like, wow, this is the best horror movie ever? No. Is it serviceable for what the Halloween franchise is? Yes. It's better than like the sequels. It's better than 3 and 4. It's better than, even though I haven't seen them in years, but and it's better than all the Rob Zombie
the last ones I seen was the Rob Zombies, and yeah. That had to be
five six years
ago,
whatever.
They were okay.
Yeah,
I kind of like Rob Zombie's campy style.
Yeah, I mean this feels true to the original, and it's just straightforward. There's a little twist in it, not much. I'm not gonna say anything about it, but and they leave it open for possible sequels. I'm not gonna say why they do that or how they do it, but
it's one of those things that I'm not gonna see in the theaters.
You don't need to listen for date night. Or if you're a horror fan of the franchise, yeah, go see it. You know, it's when was the last time a Halloween movie came out in October? Was probably years ago because all the Rob Zombie ones didn't come out in October. I don't think. I think they came out in different
months.
That's so stupid. Yeah. Why would you do that? You know, people are gonna see, like the average viewer of movies, like who is not a huge fan of the franchise, isn't gonna want to see this in May. You know, they'll want to go see it in October, and that was pretty much me and my girlfriend. We're like, oh, well, it's, you know, October weather. Let's go see the Halloween movie.
It's
something
fitting.
To do. Yeah, I mean, and it was perfectly
so
fine for
the
what
biggest
that
was. Kind of movie for this time is Venom. It had a lot of hype behind it. A
lot of hype there
Very
was.
Very cool character in regards to comics and just his image and, yes. you know, his kind of anti-hero status. Where he's not
Very much so.
He's not truly a huge villain. He's more in that blurred ground. Yes. He's more a villain than he's never a hero.
He's like an anti-hero kind of...
Yeah, it's like a renegade anti-hero.
Yeah, renegade
anti-hero. He does sometimes team up with Spider-Man to fight Carnage.
But also he fucks with Spider-Man,
And Tom Hardy is one of my favorite actors, and I don't like many actors.
Well, he's definitely come up where you like him because he's Irish.
He's British, actually. But
isn't he British-Irish?
He just has this very menacing vibe to him.
I tell you, when he first started coming around... I'm like, eh, what's the big... And now I've come to like him more. What he did in the movie Revenant was like, oh, this guy's pretty...
Revenant was fucking awesome.
He was the best actor in that movie. Better than Leo, my opinion.
But he's made a little words, and he just grunts, and he's like...
But he played it off great. Yeah, he's got definitely a brooding... when he plays his characters, he does a brooding, and that movie was... But that was really good. I was like, oh, shit, he's the best...
The Revenant was fucking awesome movie.
I liked it. Well, I really enjoyed it. You really enjoyed it. I liked it. And I thought he was the best actor in it. You see, my Twitter is going off, and I'm going to mention this in a minute. What's going on here? But
Costco collectors attacking.
I shouldn't have made my comments so public on about Costco on Twitter. No, this is about Apu. This is new news. I don't know if we should go on to this yet.
Let's finish the Venom topic. Read something.
Wait, did you see Venom? Is the question.
I did not. I wanted to see it this week, but I just got so caught up in my own shit.
Well, the thing, I'm gonna go be honest. When I heard how bad it, like the reviews are awful, I didn't want to go. So I had two different
friends that don't even know each other, and they both told me, "Oh man, that movie was fucking bad."
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, and I lost interest.
It kind of zigzagged everywhere. Yeah.
People were comparing it to the Fantastic Four.
I saw that. That was one of the worst Marvel.
Oh, well, I saw that movie too.
Licensed movies I've ever
seen.
People
are saying the way it was edited is like similar, you know, similar like
and
trash.
Like they said, they had a lot of cooler scenes that they took out for PG-13.
Exactly. Yeah, which is a terrible mistake.
And then the movie just went to shit.
Yeah, terrible mistake. You got to go with the rated R like you did. They did Deadpool, but you know,
Logan was a
great example. You know,
smash it.
Even though I think I liked the first Deadpool more than Logan, perfectly honest. Even though that Logan was good.
You know what? I actually like Deadpool 2 more than Deadpool 1.
Really? They're so similar. They're like they're for me neck and neck because maybe you like the humor more in the Deadpool 2?
Yeah, I thought it was less love story and it was kind of focus on the characters.
Focus on Deadpool
and about his fucking wife, which was kind of like
Deadpool's
not about a love story. True. So I thought that took away from the movie.
For me, they're like neck and neck. And that's the thing with a lot of these sequels, although I haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet.
I haven't either, but Ant-Man's like not a big draw for me.
Well, I liked the first Ant-Man, and I heard the second one was same shit, almost as good, or just as good. But what I feel was the deal with Deadpool 2 was like just as good as the first one. And like you say, maybe even a little better, maybe a little funnier. That scene, I always bring up the scene when they're coming out of the the airplane.
Well, they play like AC/DC.
I was fucking dying. And I don't like laugh. Like, I'm not somebody who like watches things and laugh like out loud. I watch and I'm like, that's funny. You know, like I think in my head about it and stuff. I don't like crack up like some people do. I was cracking up when they were fucking killing them all off.
The Brad Pitt thing.
And Brad Pitt's face briefly. I was dying during that whole scene. That scene like took it over the edge for me as like.
So yeah, I didn't see Venom.
Neither did I. How can we review it?
It's just I had such bad reviews.
Yeah, it's lousy. It's like 30% on
Rotten
Tomatoes.
Tom Hardy and is talking to Venom himself, like kind of talking to himself.
Yes.
I heard those scenes are really cool.
Yeah,
and you kind of see like the different sides of his personality, yeah, and
which is true to the character. And
I heard those scenes were the best, but they also said the villain. I think his name is Riot.
Right.
It's just like another
generic.
Venom. Just
okay.
Oh wow, he's slightly darker shade.
Yeah,
and they're fighting.
No creativity.
He's fighting himself.
Yeah, he can't even fucking differentiate.
One of those kind of villains where they just throw in there because he has to fight someone.
Exactly. It's like, who, you know, kind of like
why
they
are
did
you here?
For,
let's fight.
That's what they did for Justice League. Steppenwolf. Like, what?
Well, he sounds like a Nazi. Let's
fight him. Yeah, exactly. No one cares. There's no emotional ref to it. Completely unlike Thanos, which Thanos pretty much take, you know.
Thanos is relevant.
Took that movie by storm. Well, he was like, one of the most important characters in the movie. If the bad guy is just a bad guy, there's no character to him, you're not going to really be invested. It's like, we just got to be generic bad guy like Thanos.
It's like, Thanos, you wanted to vote for him. You felt
right.
Like,
yeah,
know,
exactly.
You'd be a good president.
Yeah, vote Thanos in 2022.
Absolutely, you know.
2020.
He brings the galaxy. He's gonna about be utilizing resources.
We're going to get rid of half the people in the universe. It's going to be fantastic. Believe me.
I'm telling you, man. It's the Mad Titan for a reason. He gets things done.
Yeah, that's right. You got to vote for Thanos.
So another Marvel thing that's came out, I think it's been out about a week now, is Daredevil Season 3. So have you seen the first two seasons?
No, that and Jessica Jones I have not gotten to see.
So they've actually canceled Iron Fist.
Right.
And Luke Cage, because they're fucking terrible.
I heard people like Luke Cage. I was surprised that they canceled it. I see
maybe
people
the ethnic community likes it. It's not very good.
You're the fucking worst.
No, it's just...
the urban market?
You know, it has a niche for people that like it. And
I heard good things, though. I was surprised. I was like, they're not going... So they only gave it two seasons or three?
Two. They both had two seasons and they were axed.
Jessica Jones is where?
Jessica Jones is not axed yet. I don't know what this season three development is.
I haven't seen any of them.
So Daredevil, I've seen, and I've recently, a friend of mine lent a book, Born Again, which is by Frank Miller.
Well, Frank Miller does good stuff, as we all know.
He kind of resurrected the Daredevil franchise.
He resurrected a lot of stuff.
In the 1980s. Yeah. And Born Again is just tremendous. It's a very dark, very gritty.
Yeah. He was doing dark and gritty, like, before it was...
So it's Daredevil fighting the Kingpin. It's about...
Six... This is the same Kingpin from Spider-Man.
Correct. Yeah. It's the same universe in New York City.
Great. I love Kingpin, by the
way.
It's
about a 6-issue arc.
It's a shame they haven't put him in a movie yet.
So he's a huge character in the Daredevil TV show.
He's in the Daredevil. Okay. Yeah. Who's playing him?
He was
Alfonso Ribeiro?
No, he was in Full Metal Jacket.
Wow.
The guy that kills himself.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
He plays Kingpin?
Yeah, he does a great job.
Does he?
Bald.
Is he bald?
He's big, he's bald. Like
you need a huge guy. Boy Fat Mike would have been great for that if Mikey was 20 years older.
Yeah,
right?
And
I always envisioned
like
that big white suit. You know,
it wasn't just laziness was his biggest fucking fault. But
who, Kingpin or Mikey?
Mikey, but yeah, Mikey did have a Kingpin-esque personality.
Absolutely,
sure.
But that would have been Mikey would have been a great cosplay if Mikey did
A nice suit,
big white suit,
shaved
your head. That's it. That's
he
all you need.
Perfect.
You're Kingpin. I always looked at him.
He has the attitude. Like,
yeah,
you fuck. Like,
you know, just like a
get me this soda.
Like a mobster Kingpin. You know that. D'Onofrio,
he does a stand-up job.
Yeah,
and, it's really dark.
You're making me want to watch it now.
I'm not.
This is a pretty good review here.
No, I'm not an advocate of Netflix at all.
No, you do not like a lot of the schlock that they put out.
But this, in my opinion, is probably the best Netflix original out there.
Ever? Better than Stranger Things?
I was gonna say it's
at least Stranger Things
season
one. You know?
Season one was unreal, so good. Season two kind of got a little.
Season
off the rails. It got too big for its bridges, I think.
And also repetitive. Like, there's a lot of things in season two that bored me. I just wasn't as interested. You know, you're engaged in season one. Where's it going to go?
Something new, something different.
New and fresh and interesting. Season two kind of did more of the same with callbacks.
And
the
new characters they introduced weren't as likable.
Yeah, like,
there's, like, the punk-asshole kid.
Yeah.
There's, like, the blonde girl. And then there's like,
and the interactions just
there's
didn't
like the
hit.
Black punk girl. Like,
there's the X-Men team. Yeah,
like the renegade fucking misfits. Like,
that whole arc
seemed a little planted to me.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. That whole arc was not. Yeah, that, for sure. Exactly.
So another,
that was those are the
another Netflix coming out, which I'm excited for, is Castlevania season two.
I've heard.
So
I didn't. I don't watch any of the Netflix originals. So
I
except for Stranger Things.
It's funny because they both released ones they actually like, and it's a very very tiny window of Netflix original content,
which is rare for you because you're not an advocate of that schlock.
It's animated. It's kind of in an anime style animation. Fantastic. And I'm a big Castlevania fan.
So is it digital animation or is it...
It's like more anime style.
Okay.
So no, it's not like 3D. It's not at 3D or anything.
No, I didn't... But it's kind of anime. I'm just trying to... Because I haven't even seen
it. It looks like anime for the most part.
Okay.
And Castlevania, it's typical vampire hunting.
Well, is Castlevania originally a video game, or is it originally...
It's originally a video game.
Okay. I knew it as a bit of a video game.
I think 88.
Is that how far back it goes?
Original Nintendo.
I was going to say NES.
NES, Castlevania 1.
Yeah, I remember
it's
it.
It's cult classic.
It was on the original PlayStation 2, right?
So the most...
That's how I remember
The most it. Famous Castlevania game as far as just being legendary for its gameplay, reviews... Mm-hmm. Guards were on the top 50 games of all time was for PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking
of. Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
That's
Symphony,
the one I'm
Symphony
thinking
of the Night.
Yeah.
That's
just
tremendous
fucking Everybody
game.
Knew that game. I didn't play it. I didn't have...
I guarantee
I have,
you with the PS Classic coming out. Which
the PS Classic's coming out?
The PS Classic's coming out. This for its getting released in
Interesting.
November.
You know what? That's so funny because I was just thinking about... I didn't have PlayStation 1. I had PS2... Briefly PS3 and I have PS4.
The roster games is not released yet. The only like four games have been.
Doesn't matter.
It's like Final Fantasy 7.
We'll rip it. We'll jailbreak the thing and put every game on it. But the thing is that recently, like in the last few months, I've been watching, like, you know, just kind of retro gaming and looking at old games on YouTube. And I was thinking about how many good titles there were on PS1 that I missed out on as a kid. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll buy a PS1 and just like fuck around, do a little retro game and buy a bunch of cheap titles. You know. Like, a lot of friends of mine had, like, there's so many Star
Final
Wars
Fantasy
games for
Seven
people.
Was
Final Fantasy VII is, of
biggest.
Course, the cornerstone. And like, tons of Star Wars games that were on there that I never got to play.
There were some weird fighters, like Masters of Terrakassi.
Jedi Power Battles, Master of Terrakassi. Episode 1, the game. Even though it's not that good of a game, I remember
one.
People playing it.
I downloaded it when I had PS3. I think it was called Dark Squadron.
Dark Squadron.
It's a shooter.
Yes.
And it looks like Doom kind of-esque.
Isn't that one of the first ones?
It came out like 96 maybe.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly
95.
How it looks. It looks
but
like
it looks
Doom.
Just like Doom.
Yeah,
like
the
Star
same
Wars
graphics.
Fucking
yeah, Stormtroopers. Yeah, and I've seen
it's
it.
It's really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
Hard as shit though.
Yeah.
And that's where they introduced the Death Trooper with the dark.
Ah,
that's the first appearance
I'm
of the
take,
Death Trooper.
I'm gonna take
and they actually came out with action figures from the game.
Oh shit.
So it's pretty cool, like marketing tie-in.
That's great, yeah. So now they're coming out with the PS
classic.
So now I was thinking, I was like, I might
so
buy one.
I think it's
totally going to scoop
$100
that
$100. It's coming out for the Christmas season, so it's getting released kind of like during Black Friday timing.
Right.
Perfect.
I'm going to definitely scoop it up.
As you said, once they hack that thing, you could the magical content you could put on there is gonna
be tremendous. Yeah, I'll put all the cool games because I never really, like I said, I didn't have PS1, I had PS2, and like I always look back, I was like, God damn, there's a lot of good games on that system. Like you said, Final Fantasy VII, all of those Star Wars games, like that people had, like, oh, you never played Jedi Power Battles? It was like, no,
this
I never
is the
had.
Thing. I had, so I had a PlayStation 1 later, and it's
I never
life.
Had an Xbox 2 either. I never had any of the Xboxes.
I got PS1. Around.
Oh, you did? See, I had N64. I went from N64 to PS2.
So I got it around the year 2000, which was late.
It's late, yeah.
So my cousin got a PS2.
Because PS2 was coming out at that
PS2
point.
PS2 was out already.
Was it? Wow.
So my cousin got a PS2, and he's like, yo, you could take my PS1. I'm going to play
with
this.
Oh, is that how you got it? You
so
got a hand-me-down.
It was a hand-me-down
very
PS1.
Nice. That's a quality. Did you get the titles, too?
He had, like, two games. Like, all his games, he, like, sold them.
Okay.
He sold his games to buy, like...
The new PS2.
And not only did I get the system, I got the system, like, with a broken controller. So I had to buy new controllers.
You had to do a little work, but...
It's better. Like getting, like, a beat-up car.
It's like, come on, it kind of runs.
You know what? I got, like, two controllers for whatever, there like, $30 at the time. And I got a system. So it was
great.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
At that time, the games were cheap because the system was like
old. So you could buy them at GameStop for fucking
so
$8 a piece.
Like,
yeah,
probably $25 at
right,
the time.
Right.
So it was awesome.
Yeah,
I played
that's great.
It, and they're still releasing new content.
Still were exactly the titles on PS2. They'd still make for PS1.
So
and shit
I played
like
Resident Evil 2, for example.
There you go.
Which they're re-releasing now for PS4, but remastered.
Right. They're remastering it.
I'm not a big horror game fan, but Resident Evil's unreal. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones. I mean, it's better than the movie series.
So speaking of games, everyone's raving about Red Dead Redemption here.
I seen stills, and it looks fantastic. So, they're saying it's like GTA, but with
Wild
like a,
West.
Yeah,
and,
Wild West GTA.
So I was reading a review.
I only briefly played my friend's one. It was, I guess, PS3. Yeah, it was PS3. And the original Red Dead Redemption.
7-8 years ago.
Yeah, maybe even more, right? Because I remember my Fat Mike playing it. Let's see, the original Red Dead Redemption.
I had years after it came out, and I played it for PS3. I owned it, and it was very enjoyable.
The original came out.
It's just open world Western.
2010, yeah, so it's 8 years ago. Open world Wild West. So it's essentially GTA in the Wild West. Yeah. And I see people comparing it, like, well, it's GTA mixed with Skyrim or whatever like that. And but
it's
I'm
not
like,
mixed Skyrim at all. I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I guess it's teach his own, but.
10 out of 10. I tell you, the
stills look incredible. Yeah, it looks fantastic, and yeah, it's like something I might really want to like. Look at some of these stills; it just looks like a movie. Yeah, it looks beautiful, you know. And the game, if you were somebody who liked the gameplay in the GTA games, you know, or in the original Red Dead Redemption for that matter, you're probably gonna like this game. Everybody's raving about it. I see people like, you know, they share it on Facebook. People like sharing it.
Stills. I will get it eventually. Yeah.
I'll wait till it's for it to come down in price.
Another thing that came out.
Hey, Sean, we're on a podcast. Turn your phone off.
Another thing that came out while we were on away in our hiatus.
Yeah, fucking 6 month hiatus.
Was the Spider-Man for PS4.
Everyone, yes, another one that everybody's been raving about.
Everyone said it's fucking awesome.
In nearly identical New York, which is crazy. I always thought about that, like when the GTA games would come out, I'd be like, oh, wouldn't it be sick if they made a game just like the real world, you know, like New York, for instance. And now they pretty much did it. It's like apparently 100% Manhattan.
Everyone said it's awesome.
Yeah.
It was lacking some of the cooler villains. Like, Green Goblin's my favorite Spider-Man villain because he's more Joker-esque and
yes.
He's kind of maniacal.
Well, he's the main adversary. He's his main villain, Spider-Man. You'd say that, right? Yeah.
He's one of.
Who's number one?
Well, he's iconic because he killed Gwen Stacy.
Yes.
And that's kind of the more earliest iconic
But then
scene.
who's his arch-nemesis then? Who's Spider-Man's arch-nemesis? Batman's got Joker. Superman's got Lex Luthor, really, right?
There's a few characters. You know, you got Dr. Octopus.
Doc Ock, I'd say, is second place. Close second.
Green Goblin. Venom is not around enough.
No,
Carnage
Venom, you don't
is
count.
Too powerful, and he's not around enough either.
Yeah.
Carnage, I think, is the most powerful.
Who?
Carnage is the most powerful of the Spider-Man villains.
Yeah, but you see, that would be like Superman to, was he Darkseid?
No, Darkseid, or, see, no, like Brainiac or something.
Brainiac, yeah, but you don't count those as an arch nemesis. Those are like...
That's like a Thanos.
Exactly. Oh shit! Like you
he's
know,
here and
shit just got
bands together to fight.
Exactly. All the even the bad guys and the good guys band together to fight him. Yeah, exactly. That doesn't really count as an arch nemesis. Like
Goblin's
like,
one of the essentials for sure.
For sure. Yeah, I would say he's the number one. And then Hobgoblin's like
Hobgoblin. Like when Goblin dies or is in jail,
and then yeah, the Hobgoblin shows
like,
up. I'm taking his place. And,
it's
yeah,
like it's like his nephew or something.
It's his son in the movies, but
yeah, it's definitely an Osborn.
Yeah, but that, exactly. That's but I would definitely say the Green Goblin's the number one. Just like Batman's got his Joker. Who else is our arch nemesis is for other superheroes?
X-Men, yeah, Magneto for sure.
Yeah.
And then
they all kind of individually have their
Avengers,
own.
Avengers, you know, it's a bunch.
Yeah, like who's Iron Man's arch nemesis? Put your phone on airplane mode.
Iron Man sucks, okay?
hey, if it wasn't, he's getting paid $50 million a movie.
I couldn't even tell you Iron Man's nemesis.
Who's Thor? I guess Loki? Kind of? Not really, though.
That's his brother.
I know.
Fantastic Four is Doctor Doom, for sure.
For sure. There you go.
Thor, yeah, that's the celestial
Captain
stuff.
America's a red...
Red skull.
Red mask.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thor is not, like, linear, clear. Hulk, either. Hulk just kind of fights
He just
everyone.
Fights whoever's in his way.
Yeah, he just, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's kind of it, right? Is there any other superheroes we're forgetting?
Superman has his, you know.
Superman's Lex Luthor, though, in my opinion, because it's not.
It's definitely Lex Luthor, but he's not like a real villain.
No, well, he's just
like
a mastermind. Yeah, he's his arch nemesis.
He just like makes his life very difficult.
Yes, but same thing with Joker, because obviously hand-to-hand combat.
Well, the Joker and Batman, I think, is the most iconic.
He's the most iconic for sure. Yeah. They just because they're like two. They're
yang
heads
yang.
And tails. Yeah, exactly. That works out, but that's why Batman's my favorite, because that every part about that is like gritty and real.
Have you seen the stills of Joaquin? Phoenix.
Yes, I have.
What do you
have
think?
We haven't discussed this on the last podcast.
I think it was just yeah. It's been too long.
Jeez. Yeah, it looks good, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good.
I just saw a pretty weird.
I think it's gonna be great.
Phoenix movie, Inherent Vice.
Where he's a detective.
He's a PI.
Yeah, private.
And
area.
He's
yes,
like
yes,
in
yes.
California.
I didn't see it at all. I saw pieces.
So he's
of
in California
yeah.
in like the 1970s.
Yes, that movie. I didn't see
it's
it all. I saw a couple
fucking
scenes.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's hard
Who
to follow. I'm not sure.
Let me see.
There's a lot of big celebrities in it, like Owen Will.
Wow, Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
There's a few other people in it. I know.
Martin
I saw.
Martin Short plays this. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. There you go.
Martin Short plays this, like, drug addict.
Wow. Let me see the cast.
Drug addict dentist that's like womanizer.
Yes, Josh Brolin's.
Brolin's like the FBI agent.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, he bangs her.
He's in a lot of movies with her, isn't he? Seems like they play in a lot of movies together.
But it's cool.
Wow.
Joaquin Phoenix is likable.
Yeah.
But he's good, quirky. Man.
You ever see the movie Her with him in it? He dates his operating system. That's actually a really good movie.
There's this old movie of him. Cause...
Called Gladiator?
No. He's Oh, he was a perfect like emperor. He had like the look.
You know, he was only like 25. That makes me. I hear that shit and it makes me feel like ancient.
He has this movie. Like, it was called 30 Millimeter or something. So he plays this like
1 hour photo
about, like, snuff films.
Oh,
and
yes,
he's,
yes,
like,
yes.
In this gritty kind of porn underground.
Yeah.
And the guy from The Sopranos.
Gandolfini. James Gandolfini. He plays, like, I've been rewatching The Sopranos as of lately.
It's a really good dark fucking movie.
Yeah. No, I've heard of it too. Or is it 35? It's got to be 35 millimeter, right?
Something like that.
Because hold on.
It's really fucking dark and like really kind of bugs you out, but it's pretty. It's a good watch. It's intense though. I don't watch before you go to bed.
It'll creep you out too much. Oh, 8 millimeter.
Yeah.
German. Oh, this is German.
It's not. It's in English.
In the world of it's an American German crime mystery film.
It's really fucking dark.
That's interesting. Oh, it's Nick Cage in it.
Was Nicolas Cage in it?
Yeah. Nick Cage has got top billing.
I just remember Joaquin Phoenix.
It's a Joel Schumacher movie.
Joaquin Phoenix is like the main character. Maybe Nick Cage plays. Like,
Nick Cage has got top billing, and then right after him is Joaquin, and then James Gandolfini.
It's a fucking. Yeah. I walk him. It's a very underrated, overlooked movie. Check it out.
Too. He must be young in it because this is before Gladiator. He's probably like 24 years old.
He's young.
Yeah.
99. That's the first movie I ever seen of his.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back. It's 19 years old.
But it's a very movie you'll never hear about because it's a dark, dark subject matter. It's about a snuff film, which.
Right.
If you don't
For those
know,
who
it's
don't
like
know.
People getting murdered. And they don't know if it's an actual murder.
Right, it's kind of like almost documentary.
It's like a
style.
Mock kind of like rape murder videos. It's really fucking.
It's got a
dark, heavy
bad
shit.
Rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but sadistic violence is unappealing and lacking in suspense and mystery.
It's definitely sadistic violence.
Well, that's right up your alley.
Nah,
I love the fact that they murdered him.
Listen, it's edgy and dark. I thought it was a good flick, but again, it's not for everybody. Don't watch before you go to sleep.
And that's a way back.
So to go into, a lighter note, and the Halloween kind of themed goods, we're all about kind of crazy marketing and...
We sure are.
Interesting.
Spooky.
Fucking angles to spend your money, your nostalgia, et cetera.
Spend your nostalgia. Half my life is based on nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. You show me your new Star Wars part. You got a Sarlacc pit here. It's tremendous.
I tell you, it's an addiction.
I might take this Tarkin thing off your hands for $60. We can negotiate.
60 is very fair. Well, I spent 80 for it, and I just because...
I think $50.
I'm not going 50. I spent 80 on it. I'm doing you a favor.
This packaging looks like it fell off.
I spent 80 on it. It's fucking worth 80. I could sell that on eBay for 80. The guy kind of misrepresented it. He was just like, oh,
so are good. You. You're going to be like, nah, it's almost like new.
Yeah, but to be honest, I'm doing it for you because you like them so much. It's the Imperial Officers collection.
I kind of need to own this thing. It's,
yeah,
it's
you
calling
like
my name.
It is.
I'm a
it's
big
really
Tarkin
nice.
Fan.
There's a guy that does custom... he does custom dioramas on eBay. He's got this room, and it's fucking. If you get that room with these characters, it would be conversation piece. I'll show you the. I'll show
it's
you.
Almost like The Last Supper, but yeah,
it is,
like,
but
it
with Imperial officers. Yeah, remember they're in the room. Hold on, I'll show you.
No, it's in the Death Star.
Exactly, but this guy
chokes
him.
Yeah,
exactly, in that room. Yeah, but that's what the scene is from that room. But like, obviously, it doesn't come with the room. It just comes with a piece of cardboard that looks like the room.
Maybe this would be a Christmas present for myself.
Yeah,
so I'll buy it for me like a month from
now. It's a beautiful conversation piece for sure. Let me show you the. I'll put this on the Retrograde pages. But this the guy does dioramas. He's not in America. He's in Greece.
Yeah, hold on to that for me.
I will.
I'm probably gonna take it off your hands.
I know you've. That's why I wanted it for a while now.
So you got the mint condition one.
Yeah, I ended up buying two of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely. I want to take it out of the box, but I want to see this diorama thing.
Diorama's sick. They're not.
If you have it
within cheap.
Like the dark.
Oh, it'll look great in the diorama. Diorama.
It's like a focal point for like you put that in a case.
This guy on eBay, his name is let me see the name. I got the name right here. His name is Carom 1008.
Where was this sold? This is Target.
That is
Walmart.
I'm not sure if that was an exclusive. I'd have to look it up. But look at the diorama, bro. I have to go with it. Well, hold on. You'll unplug us here. Come over here if you want to look at it.
I'll take a look at it. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, you'll screw us up here on the podcast. But look,
$122. How are you gonna display it though?
What do you mean?
Is it like flat or is it like a circular thing?
It's a circular. You don't see it? It's like a fucking shoebox size thing.
Oval.
Yeah, it's like probably this big, and then you fucking.
And it's exactly the seats of.
Yeah, for all those characters.
So we got what? There's seven seats on there?
There's more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But, like, these seats in the movie weren't occupied. Like, yeah, obviously the camera is there.
Who am I going to put in those seats now?
You don't put anybody in those seats because they were empty in the movie. That's for, like, or move the seats out of the way because they're...
Can you take this? If I have empty seats, it looks like, oh, what? The meeting's not important? You didn't get full participation?
Well, the thing is, this diorama has... It's a circular table, and, like, there's... chairs all around the circular table, but in the movie only half the circle was used because obviously the camera is shooting from one angle, so like these seats at this half side of the table were not used, but he put the seats in anyway, so it didn't look like the seats were, you know, with the circular table looks like, hey, you're missing seats here, because everybody in the movie was seated on this side of the table.
Well, it's definitely these old camera angles where
but that's my point, is like the camera was shooting only from the side of the room or the table, so, you know, but this is how it's a beautiful diorama, it's not cheap, but he put lights on it and shit, it looks fucking like the movie itself. Everything's identical nearly, you know. It's not cheap, it is, yeah.
Well, regardless, I'm hold on to that. Yeah. I'll probably take it off your
hands.
But
that's the diorama to go with if you were to go that far. But that's what a beautiful display it would be. But yeah, these characters are fucking awesome.
What do you think of Imperial officers? It's me.
Sean loves the Imperial officers. So I would get those. And also for the longest time, I was after the Zarlak. This is the only time that they made
the
Zarlak.
It's a beautiful piece.
I put it on the Instagram page. Yeah, it's the Target exclusive Zarlak. It's the only time they made the Zarlak in the whole fucking shit.
Ever.
You know? And yeah, and it comes with the
Boba Fett flying around.
Boba Fett's flying around. Luke's on the fucking the platform.
He's
little
Jabba's goons on the boat.
Yeah, Wee Kway and fucking Barada, Nictu, whoever the fuck are up there. And great piece.
Beautiful piece.
The beauty of the Sarlacc that it comes with is that the beak is removable. You know, like the beak from the special edition. So if you don't want the fucking special edition version of the beak, you could take it out. It's just the original Sarlacc. It wasn't in the original movie.
But I relate more to the special edition.
Do
that's
you? You didn't watch the originals?
I did.
As a kid?
I just liked the 90s Star Wars. It's just,
okay.
I enjoyed it.
That's fine.
It's kind of, it reminds me of my childhood, so yeah. I resonate more with it.
See, for me, I had the original movies on VHS.
I did too. Yeah. Everyone bought it.
My friend Flav, he only had the special edition VHSs.
So did I.
You didn't have the original VHS?
I bought them at Costco. I got it as like a Christmas gift.
Yeah. I never had those.
It might have been Price Club back then. Anyway,
the Price Club, yeah, that goes far back.
It was like FX special. I got the special edition trilogy.
Sure.
For it was a Christmas present because I like Star Wars.
Right. Yeah, they were like in the silver box or gold. It was gold.
It was like a black box. I don't remember.
Well, I had the original VHSs.
I remember actually included a preview to
Phantom Menace. Yeah, because I didn't have the special edition VHSs, but I do remember I like watched them at one point in my life, and what they were doing. They had a preview for the prequels, and also they talked about the additions that George Lucas did. He's like, yeah, we put Jabba the Hutt in and all this other shit, you know. They spent $1 million on this scene, you know, for the special editions when they reintroduced them into theaters. But I didn't own those. I owned the original 95 collection. And it was the final time you can get the trilogy in its original form. And it's like, what? I didn't know what that meant in 95, but then he changed them, and oh, this is what he meant.
It's like, oh, I think Star Wars needed to go on the shelf for a bit because it was oversaturated. So, because I saw like things in like the action figures.
Are you talking about in the late 90s or?
No, so like during the late 80s. Well, in the late 80s, people were like, I don't know if Star Wars.
From the late 80s to the early 90s, there was no Star Wars. The only thing was the novels.
Well, as I say, people got kind of sick of it.
Well, Star Wars was over at that point.
People moved on.
They moved on. The kids grew up, and they, you know, and it is, it just, the Star Wars was dormant.
That's why the very, very, very end of the figure lines in the 80s are worth shit tons of money. Well,
the fucking droids figures, because those made those till 1985.
And, like, at that point, no one
gave a fuck.
They all got, like, melted and like removed from stores.
Kind of like
that's why the sought out collectors are like, ooh.
Those are the ones. Yeah, like the there's one figure that's the most expensive figure. It's one of the figures from the droids line that we talked about. This like
Vliska
the purple
on
one.
Card.
Is that his name?
I think it's Vliska.
Yeah, the purple guy or whatever.
He's like this purple like alien from the cartoon show that nobody watched. Nobody, it was only one season.
Exactly. No one gave a fuck and nobody wanted. And like,
no, and then they lost the line and then they only made it in Brazil.
Right. Yeah.
And then, so this figure was like only produced in Brazil for 1 year in the late 80s. So it's worth. You could buy a house if you have that card on.
Yeah.
If you have that in box, you could buy a house.
Speaking of crazy expensive.
I mean like a millionaire house. Like not like no bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to see. I mean, like I look up most expensive Star Wars figure and like the first thing that comes up is
like a
prototype Boba Fett. And that's not right. You know, even like because actually prototype.
It's like Vlick, I think. Something like that.
Let me see. I'm going to put in droids. It's not
Vlisk.
Oh, here he is. Yes, it's fat. Vlix.
Yeah, he's
V-L-I-X.
He's a fat, like, alien kind of criminal. Yeah. That's what he looks like.
Speaking of super expensive stuff, you know what I've been trying to get my hands on? A first edition Charizard.
So, that's, for people who don't know, it's essentially the Black Lotus of Pokemon
cards.
Yes,
if you're a and if for people that don't know what the Black Lotus is, it's the piece de resistance. It's, or the piece de, whatever, the top card of the whole game. And
so... first edition, I think in my life, I bought maybe, I only got my hands on maybe 4 or 5 packs of actually at the store.
I never got my hands on a first edition pack.
So I think I got 5 packs.
Of the original set. Of course, of all the other sets, of course, I got my hands on all first edition. But the first pack, I never opened a first edition pack.
So the jewel of my collection was I got a Venusaur in those 5 packs.
You had a first edition Venusaur?
I did.
Do you have it anymore? No? It's probably worth pennies. Probably worth $500.
I think I do have it.
If you still have it, it's worth $500, I think.
That was a jewel in my collection.
Depending on the condition, yeah. If it's PSA 10, it'd be worth much more.
Not in good condition. Well, it's serviceable.
Yeah, everything's serviceable.
I would say it's a 6.
2018, the year of serviceable schlock.
I had a first edition Ninetales.
I think I had one of those too.
The first edition of Champ didn't
count.
Doesn't
count. Don't count. I knew that
was
going to
get brought up. Starter set.
Everybody had that. That was just like for kids that didn't have a first edition card. Oh. Here you go, first edition. Even though it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. The only reason I got these was word of mouth. Like, oh yeah, this like bookstore.
For
like,
people that don't know what first edition is, when they come out with a card game or anything really, even like books and shit, there's the first edition print. So the first run. Which
it's
is
very limited,
very
tiny,
limited
select.
First run. It's very
so
limited.
Like stores only get one box of these.
Yeah,
things.
It's not many. You know, it's or one case, not one box. Probably a case, which is
what's
six
a case?
Six
boxes.
Boxes. Yeah.
So it's one box, like one box of boxes.
One box of boxes, exactly. A case. So, so each store would probably get that. So it's very limited. You know, and those go out very quick, especially with the demand that Pokemon had in 1999.
So I had a word of mouth of like a neighborhood friend. We were like hanging out after school, and he's like. I bought these Pokemon cards. Like at the time, it was just a commodity. Like, where'd you get them?
Right. So Pokemon was super was like, rare in the beginning because vendors couldn't even really get their
so
hands on
like,
them.
So he's like, oh, there's this like kind of weird like arts and crafts bookstore on Victory Boulevard.
And those were the only ones where you could really find them. It was because like they were able to get them from Wizards of the Coast, and then they didn't sell out because nobody knew.
So
Toys R Us didn't
so
have the original
like,
set.
He's like. I'm like, you have them? He's like, yeah, I got them yesterday. So I like rushed over there.
Yeah,
like, Mom, you got to drive.
Yep, I've done that
and
a few times.
And I got there, and they had like 5 packs left. And I'm like, I buy all of them. And I.
That's it. That's what you got to do. You got to buy
I
them
think
out.
I was like, they overcharged. They were like $5 a pack.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
so
a premium.
So I think I paid $30 for the like 5 packs.
That's technically a premium because the packs at the time were supposed to go for like $3.
$3.50.
Yeah, $3.50 about.
So I think I paid 5 a pack.
But there was like a retail premium because.
I paid 6 a pack actually because she knew like they were commodity.
Exactly. There was such demand for them. And that actually happened in the peak in like late 99. Alternate Realm was selling packs for $9 a piece. And I was like, how are you doing that? I was like, that's not what they're supposed to be. The MSRP was $350, I think, $349. And he was like, this is what I'm getting. My vendor is making them more expensive. Because apparently the wholesale vendors knew that there was such demand. And they were like, nah, it's, you know, now your wholesale price is $5 a pack. So for them to make money, they were making
so
it more
expensive.
My
cousin told me a story that Magic came, Arabian Nights came out in 1994.
93. Oh, wait.
No,
Arabian
94.
Nights
the first
94.
Expansion
Yeah, not the original sets.
He said that the comic book store would only get 2 boxes.
That's it, wow.
And
36 packs to a box, by the way.
You were only allowed two packs per customer per day.
Oh, so you couldn't be like, get a box. I'll get buy a box. So yeah.
They only allowed two packs per customer.
Wow.
So it was
imagine you could go back in time with like $100 bills and just buy it all.
Dude. So he gave me, my cousin Billy, he gave me an actual legitimate Bazaar of Baghdad.
Right. You've been talking about this. Yeah, that's sick.
Phenomenal. Beautiful car. Very iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely like the jewel of my collection. It's no Mox, but it's the second most valuable car in that set. Well, second to third, because you got, there's only three cars in that set of value.
Well, it's Jazam the Jinn.
Jazam the Jinn.
City of Brass. And
City of Brass is
not as much.
Bazaar's way
bigger.
All right,
code. Library of Alexandria.
Library of Alexandria, Bazaar of Baghdad,
Jazam
and
the
Jinn.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are the big.
I have a City of Brass, Arabian Nights actually.
I've used,
and those are super old, so they are. It's not like everybody has those. That was kind of
the
a
problem with City of Brass compared to the other cards. It's been reprinted so many times.
It's been reprinted a fuck ton of times.
The Arabian Nights version is still awesome.
Yes,
but
they've remade it a million times, so it loses.
The
its
demand is exactly. You can buy another copy.
They made remade Jazam the Jinn, but only on like.
Never remade.
Are you sure? No, I'm almost positive they remade it for like a Judge promo or something. But that's it, like on unlimited terms.
I'm pretty positive the whole library's Bazaar or Jizm ever been reprinted.
Let me see.
I'm almost dead positive.
Somebody's asking, what's so good about Jazam the Jinn?
4 cost, 5/5.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Turn 2, Dark Ritual, you have a 5/5 on the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And only does one
turn.
Damage on your upkeep.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we were just talking about Phyrexian Negator before. I think we weren't on air yet, but I was showing Sean there's a Magic the Gathering Instagram I follow for all like 20-year-old vintage cards. That's right in my like wheelhouse.
Nostalgia realm,
yeah. Right in my nostalgia realm. So if you played like Magic the Gathering anywhere from like 97
late
to like 2000, yeah, late 90s, like into the early 2000s, yeah, you're gonna love this. Every picture they put is a huge flashback, you know, for me, like really great. It's called MTG Dojo Era. He's not huge. He's only got 1,700 followers, but he posts great classic pictures, and he puts great tidbits with them too. Like this is a great one here, like Dust Bowl.
See, Dust Bowl is a very underrated card. They reprinted
it. He mentions that. Like he puts like good. See, like he has
commentary.
He puts good commentary.
See, I don't have Instagram, but that's
you should get it just
own.
For this. It's great. He talks about like everything.
I own a Dust Bowl. Those are pretty shit though. Those.
Well, he mentions which ones were good, like Fire and Ice. I don't know if I showed you this last time.
Lincivi.
Yeah.
I remember those Rebel decks. They're pesky white weenies. They were called.
Yeah. He got great classic stuff. That's gonna give you a great, like, if you're from that era, like, look at Sengir Vampire, you know, like classic stuff, like really beautiful looking stuff.
I remember this.
I look at that and it just floods me with memories, you know.
These are like my first exposures, those, like, you know,
yeah, because that's way back. The Sengir Vampire that we're looking at is actually
like,
before our era, but we of course saw them
like
as players.
Fourth edition,
like
maybe.
Let me see.
It looks like fourth edition to me.
Yeah, it's either fourth or. It's either 96 Worlds. It's either 4th edition or it's Unlimited. I'm not sure.
It's one or the other.
Unlimited would be 3rd edition. But because it's Alpha, Beta, Unlimited, and then 4th edition. But yeah, beautiful cards. But yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they remade Jazam the Jinn. I'm trying to look for a remake of it. So I could have sworn that they did.
It's funny that my cousin was
telling. Wait. What's this? Ah, I was right. DCI promo. They made it as a DCI promo.
Is there different artwork?
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely different.
Oh, man. I've never even seen
I thought I saw that at one
point. What's the year on the copyright?
2011.
Honestly, that looks so much shittier than the original.
For sure. I mean, the classic's just so... There's just something
the
like...
The classic's such an iconic card. That looks like shit.
Yeah, I mean, the new one is just like... It's like the new Rashad and Port. It's just like, give me the classic, you know?
Exactly. It's
kind of comparing like CDs to like vinyl, you know? It's like there's something warm in, you know, that fidelity about vinyl. Like, it's kind of the similar thing with the classic cards. There's just a charm to them about their simplicity and the fact that they don't seem as commercial yet and like...
It's the classics.
Even the way the print is like a little off, and it's like, and there's just
you
something
don't
about
fuck
that.
With the legacy, the legends. You know?
They're just too classic. I mean, there's people that'll argue, well, technically they're inferior in quality, and it's like, yeah, but they're the classics from 30 years ago.
To cap off, you had a big announcement on your Twitter feed.
So I don't know if Everybody knows, but there was a documentary in 2017 called The Problem with Apu. This guy called, this guy named...
he sounds like an annoying asshole, just to go off the cut here.
He's a, social justice warrior. His name is Harry Kondabalu.
Harry Goldstein?
He's not Jewish. He's like an Indian comedian writer. Stand-up comic, actor, he does a podcast and stuff, and he's very much like, you know, SJW. And not to say that SJW is a bad thing, it's good to fight.
It's a terrible thing.
Well, it's good to, like, there's a bad moniker with that, because, like, it's good
Antifa,
to fight.
Antifa, come on.
It's good to fight.
Troublemakers.
Proud Boys, they're quality. Sean's a proud boy.
I'm not a proud boy.
It's just that, like, it's good to fight for causes that mean something, but then taking it to a level where, like, it doesn't need to be taken. I mean, but then somebody might say, who's to say that you're the one that says that it shouldn't be taken? That, you know, like there's always that
2018,
argument.
2018, everyone's pointing fingers
exactly
at everyone. So what you do is you stay off the radar.
So in 2017, he made this documentary called The Problem with Apu, kind of just...
using a satire, you think? Or
it was not satire. It was a documentary denoting...
Saying how he's racist, Indian stereotype.
Exactly. He's 36, but when he was young... People made fun because he was Indian. People made fun of him using the Apu voice.
You're Italian. I was Irish. Everyone made fun of everyone. That's what kids do.
Right. Doc, and obviously everything is stereotyped on The Simpsons. You know,
it's a comedy show.
Yeah, from the early 90s. Why are you complaining about it?
Look at
30 years
All in the Family. You gonna see how racist that show was?
I mean, granted, it's 2018. It's not the 70s. You know, and Carol O'Connor is dead. But
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Carol. God, he was actually very liberal in real life. But
he reminded my grandfather. Looked like him.
Why don't you shut up, Chowderhead? If anybody knows, go look up All in the Family. It's probably before a lot of our.
It's not. It can't be on the air anymore. If I put it that way.
Yeah, probably not. Although
Archie. I saw it on the air when I was a kid. I haven't seen it on the air in 25 years.
I mean, you can watch it on the internet if you really want to go see it. You could search it out. But anyway, 2017, he made this documentary, The Problem with Apu, and it just denoted about why Apu was wrong because he was voiced by a white guy. And
Hank Azaria is a voice legend.
Yes. But he said that Indian character should not be voiced by Hank Azaria. Long story short, it made its rounds, and finally The Simpsons... They're writing out Apu.
I think they're writing out Apu. They're writing me out. Okay, I'm done. I've been done a long
Simpsons
time.
I've been done for a while.
But this is the last.
I tried a few years ago to watch up to like, and I got to like season 18 or 19. So I've pretty much seen every episode up to season 19. I don't even bother.
Fondness for The Simpsons.
Well, I watched another episode, but the classics. I watched season 5. Classics
are the classics.
I just watched the other day Burns' Heir. I mean, the way that episode starts is fantastic.
Which one when Burns' son is Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, that's, I ever forget the name of the episode, but that's,
The Simpsons are so old, the actual Ramones did a thing, I think, season 3.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
It was you old bastard.
You old bastard.
He does it like the Queen's accent.
Exactly,
like,
that New York
go
accent.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Smithers have the Rolling Stones killed. But he's like, but sir, do as I say, because he didn't know.
That's how old the Simpsons are, the actual Ramones.
All of them. And... 3 Beatles were on that show.
Michael Jackson on the show.
So just think about all these legends now. People that long gone, don't exist anymore. They're only legends to, kids that are in their mid-20s. You know, Paul McCartney was on the show. George Harrison was on the show. Ringo Starr was on the show. Only
just
one that
mentioned Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
They're fucking Ramones. I'm
Ramones. The whole Ramones. All of them. Except for whoever died in the 80s, right? I don't know.
Nah, Joey was the one.
Joey was still there. Yeah, or I guess he died in the 90s. I don't know.
Johnny Ramone's like, go to hell, you old
go
bastard.
Go to hell, you old bastard. Yeah.
I just sang bastard.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's such a classic.
Happy birthday, Birdsy. That's great. Yeah.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
And then he's like, but sir, we had the whole continent of Australia spell out happy birthday, Mr. Birds. Duh, I don't know. Bosh. He doesn't even want to look at it. But that's the bear episode.
I think removing Apu went too far.
Great. It's done. So what happened was I end up tweeting to this guy today. I wrote, are you happy now? And it's gotten like 100 and something. Like my comment keeps getting likes. Let me show you.
Did you call him a Donnie or something?
I did not. I'm going to have to bleep that out. I did not. I just wrote, are you happy now? And mad people are flaming the guy. And even he is like, oh, I'm upset to see him gone. He's like, agreed. There are so many ways to make Apu work without getting rid of him. If this is true, it sucks. And it's like, dude, it's your fault. Just, you had to keep your social justice mouth shut. I can't even talk about it. You know, it's like, you know, you just made this documentary just to fucking get PR. And it worked. But not in a good way, man. I ain't going to listen to your fucking shit. Fuck you. Bullshit. I get it. I'm sorry that you got made fun of as a kid, but join the fucking club. We all got made fun of. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, you McBastard. Yeah, you're Guinea, all that stuff.
Yeah, you don't see me calling for the get rid of Fat Tony.
Yeah,
or the pizzeria guy. What's his name? Ah, I'm making you the pizza.
Luigi.
Oh, yeah, his name is Luigi, yeah. So, like, who cares?
I'm trying to think
what
Irish stereotypes were there in The Simpsons.
The friggin'. They had the leprechaun.
The leprechauns.
They had Groundskeeper Willie. It's Scottish.
I know. It's a big difference.
Big.
Call an Irish a Scot.
Oh, there'll be
a problem there.
But point is like, leave it alone. It's comedy.
It's a cultural icon. Apu.
Yeah, especially at this point.
And it's such a, like, friendly, likable character.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. He was never, you know, him. The character himself was never, like, a punch.
Yeah, he worked at a convenience store. Yeah, he was had a friendly demeanor.
He was never a jab at Indian Americans in any way.
He was
a
hard worker. He worked 20 hours a day.
He
would get shot. Like,
he went to MIT, or he went to, no, he went to Caltech, the Calcutta Institute of Technology.
Didn't he have like 8 kids or something?
He eventually had 8 kids with Manjula because everybody was using too many. They were all putting.
I pose a stand-up Indian citizen.
Absolutely, this is bogus, man. So, but it doesn't matter to me because I don't watch the show anymore. It's just like upsetting to hear. So I posted something on Facebook. I was like, they've gone too far now, you know, and people are flaming him. I don't think they should be flaming him, but like, I commented.
To cap it off, I think we should definitely do a Sears retrospective film. So like I said, it's good to have live video of an extinct kind of species. It'll resonate more 20 years from now.
For Sears. Or even in a couple of years when you
can't
go there
anymore. We've been talking, which I'm disappointed we haven't done it, is hunt down live video stores.
I think we said we were going to do it in the summer. Because like, well, the summer will be a good time to do it. It's like every day was busy.
And it drags the winter. There's nothing going on.
Yeah. Might be
the jackets and go hunting.
Might be a winter, fall, late fall kind
of
thing.
It's like going on like a museum. Like we're hunting extinct animal.
You're an extinct animal. Yeah. Like a nice quiet,
it's
maybe
like,
late fall.
You find a
listing
on the internet. Like, is this even active?
Right.
You call, the phone rings, no one answers. Yeah. Like,
is it worth
the 2-hour drive?
Yeah. I wonder if they would let me in and vlog. I guess I'll ask to vlog the whole thing. You know,
like,
it's like, well, buy shit. Vlog away.
Right. Jaws 2 VHS, $7.99.
Jaws 3.
Purchase.
Sold. Jaws the Revenge. Sold. Yeah. Freaking Attack of the Body Snatchers.
No, we need some more video content. And these
Absolutely.
Are cool things that I think people
Yeah,
would
people
fucking...
totally, thank you for following us on YouTube, whoever's been doing it, because we keep growing on YouTube, even though
we're
haven't put out
gonna
content.
We're going to do some scavenger hunts on the field. We'll definitely have some holiday content
shortly.
We'll do a Black Friday episode and we'll do a Christmas.
Absolutely. So. Black Friday, Thanksgiving. We've done them in the past, but I know, like, what else is there? But, well, you know, you always talk about the holidays. I mean, even this Christmas, they're already putting up the trees at our local mall. They put up both Christmas trees. It's not even Halloween.
They were up. I had to go to...
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen them.
I had to go to Applebee's and Red Robin for work.
Oh, quality establishments.
I got 2 draft lines in both places.
Red Robin's burgers actually aren't bad. And I was forced
to... They're reasonably priced.
Yeah, $7. To be fair, I'm not a fan of Applebee's. I think it's the worst of most of those chains, but my parents like that. They're like old, like, oh, we like Applebee's.
Because they were like the first high-end chain.
High-end, you know, mid-level chain.
McDonald's, I'm saying.
Sure. You have McDonald's, which is low-end, and then you had like these. You had the Fridays and the Applebee's and shit. It's true. Applebee's and Fridays were like the first to come around on Staten Island. So my parents still like to go there and like get like the deals or whatever. And I went there and actually it wasn't that bad. I was like, well, it must
be. I liked it more in the 90s. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then well, fries sure. are really good. Like,
right. Especially compared to McDonald's. But I guess like as our palates have been more refined, those
well,
places
now
suck.
Like the casual dying Chipotle's of the world.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Shake Shacks and shit. They put a Chick-fil-A in our mall, which I've been eating at.
I haven't ate there yet.
I've ate there 3 times so far. I keep going there for lunch and I'm like, I've
Mr. Glutton over here. No wonder he's put on some holiday LBs, huh?
What, gave 5 pounds of muscle, maybe. But, yeah.
All right, Mac over here. Come on.
I know, right? Have you watched the new season?
Yes.
How do you like it? Of course, Always Sunny we're talking about.
There's some misses, but for the most part, there's like three up. There's one scene that was.
You talking about the Seinfeld scene?
No.
You're not talking about the Seinfeld scene. That's the only thing I've seen so far, which is great. That's funny.
It's hit or miss. I like there was two Jerrys.
They're both similar enough to Jerry. They're like, well, we'll both be Jerry. And then George is
Frank.
Frank, and then Charlie is Kramer.
Dennis is my most favorite character. I feel like I resonate with him more. I kind of
the vainness, obnoxious vanity.
He just has this kind of, you know, I just resonate with him. I think he's entertaining and he's funny and you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
there's a Dennis system with women.
Definitely compare Charlie to Kramer, that's for sure. With the wacky,
just the eccentric mannerisms and the wackiness.
Stick. Yeah, yeah. It's good old Mike. They did that Seinfeld thing because you know everybody's has said that they're like the new age Seinfeld. You know,
they are the new age Seinfeld. They're cutting edge. That. Yeah, but Seinfeld for its time was legendary
and ahead of its time because nobody did what they did in the 90s. You know.
Yeah, we'll cap this off here.
I guess
we're gonna have definitely some content for you.
Oh, we're gonna be pumping out content over content
sooner than later.
Pretty quick, this. I guess we went on tangents this week.
I know you had a little tire rant, etc. But
I had rants to make. I haven't spoken a while. I got my mouth out.
Sorry,
there.
Listeners. He had a.
I had to complain about Costco's one star.
He had to air his grievances.
I got a platform. I'm gonna air my grievances, even if it has nothing. It's got tons of pop culture.
Don't worry, the Costco Crusade will get them.
Don't go to the Costco Tire Center.
The Costco Crusade will get them.
Yeah, they're retweeting me as we
I actually see them outside. We gotta pack up.
They're picketing already. Costco workers are. Well, we can't do it. You don't have the right to titillate it. There's really nothing I could do.
I don't want you to re-mention it again.
You don't want me to go on about it? I know. Before we were on air, I went on about it for a half an hour. But I guess that's pretty much it. I guess everybody enjoy your Halloween coming up. It's going to be spooky. At my age, do we even go into costumes at this age? We're on our 30s now. Do we go into costumes?
The right situation, yes.
Like a
costume party.
Yeah. I have one to go to.
I'll never go to a fucking bar wearing a costume.
No,
it's
I won't.
Even
if there was a contest?
No. It'd have to be like female related where they're forcing you otherwise.
Come on, let's go. Put on your costume.
Yeah, that wouldn't be on Staten Island. I'd be like in some city.
No, go far away. City, yeah, exactly.
On the
cut. You do it on Staten Island, you'll see Johnny Goombots. Who the fuck are you fucking wearing?
Yo, I'm Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just a fucking juice bag. Your tribal tattoos. And those are real tribal tattoos.
Yeah, those aren't even
asshole.
Fake ones. Well, it's fucking dope, though. I got my G35
Muscle Milk and my Tito's Vodka, bro.
Yeah, I'm getting racked. I put the Tito's in the Muscle Milk. Racked. It's like, oh, that was probably the worst combination. Tito's and Muscle Milk. I put Tito's in my chocolate Muscle Milk. Quality. I guess we'll wrap it up. It looks like Sean wants to wrap it up here. What do you got to take a leak? Yeah, we said our piece about our Halloweens. My review for the movie Halloween, go see it if you're a couple. Go see it if you're a fan of the originals. If you're a casual fan, you don't need to, but it's October. If you got nothing better to do for Halloween, something to do. Spend your $15 there. Give John Carpenter a few more shekels. He did the score in the movie, which is a total throwback. You know, the 80s synth, and that was not bad. You heard me, Sean?
Correct.
Sean's checked out already. So I guess that's it for this week. Everyone, enjoy your Halloweens. Enjoy your Octobers. It's fucking going fast. It's flying by. The wind is blowing.
Norris is hitting. Shutters are banging.
I feel like we're in the movie Twister. We got to better shutter these windows. All right, boys and ladies and girls and ghouls. We didn't get to talk about, what's it called at all? Tales from the Crypt.
We'll get
to it. The Girls and Ghouls. That was classic for the 90s. And the you mentioned what's it called before? Twilight Zone, but I think a lesser known one is The Outer Limits, and I like that one.
Correct, correct. But we'll discuss those
Sean's
topics.
Sean's wrapping me up fast this time. All right, everyone, enjoy your Halloweens. Keep watching the stars.